212. Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey.
Get up with
Jesse and Jules. Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is the catch up on Hit.
Who have you dated that's famous? That was, is famous? Want to know famous people that you've dated? Because Andy Lee was on, of Hamish and Andy fame,
yeah,
was on a radio show over on the East Coast, just doing an interview about a TV show that he does and promoing that. And it came up that he'd been on a few dates with the singer Lily Allen. She sings like songs like this. She's a famous singer from the UK, right? And this is what Andy had to say about the whole thing.
I went on a few dates with Lily Allen back in the day. Two dates with Lily Allen, right? And I was really into her.
And the story goes on. Apparently, yeah, you know, she flew to Sydney after, because they met in Melbourne at their radio studio.
Juicy.
And then she had to go and do a show in Sydney.
Yeah.
And text him in the middle of the show.
Yeah.
And immediately after their radio show, he jumped on a plane, flew to Sydney to see her that night.
Really?
And then she went back to the UK and he never heard from her again.
Oh, ditched him.
Yeah, so it's kind of a, you know, never really went anywhere.
Yeah.
But interesting that, like, he got to date this superstar.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, I'm surprised he'd get down to raps.
Yeah, for so long.
I don't know.
Yeah. But it got me thinking, because Andy does go on to talk about, he's like, it was weird that I felt like I wasn't famous at all
when
I was dating this singing international superstar.
Yeah.
And I got me thinking, like, does this happen around, like, do people, do we get to date kind of like famous people?
Yeah.
Have you ever dated someone
You
famous?
Know, because I just told you before we got into this.
But I
want to
know who it is.
I don't want to say. I really don't. I did.
Give us a hint.
No, like, oh, he's a part of a boy group.
Oh.
Now, I'm just going to, look, I'll tell you, if someone calls up and tells us if they'll reveal if they've been with someone who's famous, then give us a call on 13, 12, 16, and I'll tell you who I did.
Okay, 13, 12, 16, if you
I have
dated,
told you previously.
I know, and I just, for the life
ride,
of me, I cannot think of the name of this
but
band.
But you know the boy group. No, you
or the,
do you listen to me?
Well, I know it's a, yeah, like a group. I just, anyway, 13, 12, 16. If you've ever dated anyone famous, we want to hear from you. Has anyone out there ever dated someone famous?
Yeah.
And you have?
I haven't. Like, it wasn't like, we didn't date. If we would date, if we dated, I would talk more about it. But it wasn't. It was just like a, you know, hookup kind of thing.
Now,
ooh. No, nothing. Can I just say, nothing happened.
Right.
We just got along very, very well, and we'd been talking, and then we're in the same city, so we got together, but nothing happened. So that's why I don't want to go too far into it, because nothing literally happened, but I was feeling like Andy, right? I, at the time, was a radio announcer, but, you know, no one knew me outside of Dubbo, and he was at the peak of his career.
Mm.
And I didn't brag about it or anything like that.
Mm.
Stop it. Stop letting me hang here on air to the point where I have to say something. Just let it go.
The rule was 13, 12, 16, if someone calls up and tells us who they've dated who is famous, that you will reveal yours.
Yeah. But no one called.
Unfortunately,
so it just goes on. No one needs to know. It wasn't anything.
No, you're exactly right. No one needs to know who you dated that was famous.
Jesse!
I can't imagine what boy group that they would have come from. I just can't put my finger on it. But
how do I turn that off?
But I do want to find out little bit more about this story.
No, you don't.
Don't I?
No.
Oh, I feel like I do.
The end.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
If you've ever looked at your partner and you thought, why the bloody hell am I with you?
Mm.
This story is for you.
Right.
So yesterday, Elliot and I went to a new pet store that has opened up here in Bunbury.
Mm.
We go there to buy Moose his food.
Yeah.
Because he just eats, you know,
an array.
I mean, he eats better than us.
Yeah.
Right. And his food is way more expensive than what Elliot and I have to spend on our shopping. Anyway, so while I'm in there, I'm like looking around. It's a brand new store.
Yeah.
And I've got Fat Stacks, the fighting fish,
at home. Fish, yep.
And he's got two different homes.
Mm.
So I was looking at buying another fighting fish to put. To fill in the other one.
Right.
Because you can't put them together, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm walking along and I'm looking. Elliot's grabbing Moose's stuff, goes to the counter and then walks over to where the fish are to join me. And as you're walking along where the fish tanks are, when you turn around, there's the hermit crabs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And all my friends have always had hermit crabs.
This is like a classic, when you're a kid, you get a hermit crab.
No,
kind of
I didn't have, I didn't.
Oh, but your friends had them, right?
Yeah.
Like, I never had one, but it was always when you were a kid, someone you knew had a hermit crab.
No, yeah, no, I had, like, pet rabbits that kept on turning into rabbit stew.
Jeez, that escalated.
I know, that's my dad. But I turn around, and I'm looking at these hermit crabs. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want a hermit crab. We've got the perfect tank for it. These hermit crabs are pretty cool, right? They've got these big shells on them, and they're decorated.
That's cool.
And I was like, this is awesome. And what I noticed next to them was more shells that you could actually purchase for your hermit crab.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I was like, oh, my gosh, Elliot, look at these cool hermit crabs. Because I'm trying to sell it to him so that I could get one.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's looking in the tank at these hermit crabs, and he's like, wow. And I'm like, what? Have you never seen a hermit crab? And he goes, no. But how do they hold the hermit crab still for so long so they can paint their shells? And I literally looked at him and was like, what? He thought that hermit crabs were born with their shells and that people actually, like the store people, actually painted their shells for decorations. He didn't see the spare shells next to them and that they actually come out of the out of their old shells and find new shells. Yeah. And that's... He thought they held the hermit crabs and painted them. I had to walk away. I left the store. I literally couldn't. Oh. I couldn't deal with it. 4 hours later, I was still looking at him going, I cannot believe that you think that that hermit crabs get painted with their shells on.
Did you talk to him about it afterwards? Did he get the whole hermit thing? Or
I tried to explain it to him. He doesn't get it. He didn't understand.
Oh, he doesn't know that's what hermit crabs do.
No.
Oh.
He still does not get it. But I think it's more the fact that every time I go to explain it, I'm in absolute shock that he just doesn't know.
So how do you explain it to him?
Well, that, you know,
hermit crabs swap shells.
Yeah, that hermit crabs grow with their shell. So what they if they outgrow their shell that they're in, they will find a new shell.
Yeah.
Doesn't get it. He doesn't understand how
it just reminds me of those memes. I was this many days old today when I learned.
I need to create a bloody meme.
Dirty before 6:30.
But right now, the stories that are just a touch more adult and a little bit more risque. So put them early in the show away from little ears. So that's your warning this morning because a bloke in the US has gone to jail for a bumper sticker.
What?
He actually had a choice. He could remove the bumper sticker or go to jail, and he chose to go to jail. He was that committed to this bumper sticker. Now, I can't say exactly what the bumper sticker says.
Why not?
It says, I eat, and then a word that begins in A, and the American spelling ends in S.
All right.
Right? Does that kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. So Dylan Shane Webb said he was fighting for his First Amendment rights.
What?
His freedom of speech.
Okay.
Right?
By saying that he eats A.
Yeah. Well, that he should be allowed to say that on this bumper sticker. Because the cops pulled him up and said, mate, this is not appropriate.
Like it's offensive.
Yeah, it's offensive speech or something like that.
Right.
And he said it was the fact that I was standing up for what... This is the exact quote.
I love this.
It was the fact that I was standing up for what everybody back in the day fought for, that freedom.
Are you serious?
And I was like, I don't think they were fighting for that freedom, mate.
Yeah.
I think they were fighting for freedom, but not specifically that freedom.
Yeah.
The 23-year-old insisted he doesn't engage in the particular act.
Okay.
But he's got to fight for free speech, is what he was saying.
Okay, so what's the problem? What's happened now?
So he just said, I'm not removing the bumper sticker. And so they arrested him and took him, violated a state obscenity law.
Right.
And he was booked taken to jail where he spent only one day in the county detention facility before his mum came and posted a $2,500 bond.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are we going to take a guess at what he was doing in jail?
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Before I say this question, keep it PG. Want to know, what have you choked on?
Why wouldn't it be PG?
What have you choked on? No, I've just found that a lot of conversations I've had recently about choking has been people choking on bok choy. Like, of all things, bok choy.
Bok choy, I have heard this.
Yeah, and I think a lot of, you know, it's in a lot of soups and whatnot. Mm. And I don't know, people just don't know how to chew. I don't get it. But bok choy has been coming up a lot lately. In choking stories.
Yeah.
So I thought I'd put it out there and just find out what are people choking on.
Yeah. I've choked on a pizza shape before.
That would hurt.
Yeah. It's just surprisingly sharp in your throat.
Yep.
Yeah. But
I choked on a peanut M&M once in the passenger seat. My brother was driving.
Yeah.
And I was like putting M&Ms in my mouth and he put the brakes on, right? So he made me choke, literally.
Oh, his fault.
But I inhaled it. So it's like went down the wrong pipe. Oh man, I was dying.
Wow.
Like he had to pull over the car and like literally jump out, pull me out of the car and just like punch me in the back. I'm sure he did it deliberately. But I survived, obviously.
This is for eating peanut M&Ms.
Exactly. Anyway.
Crispy are the best.
13 till 16 this morning. Give us a buzz. We want to know, what have you choked on? Sarah from Bunbury, what have you choked on?
I choked on a 50 cent coin.
Oh!
Wow. Okay, first of all, why did you have a 50 cent coin in your mouth?
I was jumping on the trampoline with a 50 cent coin in my mouth.
How old were you?
Did you not have
pockets? I was about 12.
Yep.
I jumped and dumped, and then the 50 cent coin actually lodged in my throat, and it blocked my breathing hole.
Whoa.
I could imagine.
And my mum just grabbed me, threw my stomach over the edge bar of the trampoline and bashed me on the back until it came out.
Oh, my gosh. How long did it take?
Quite a while. I think I was starting to turn blue.
Jeez.
Sarah, that's crazy.
Sarah, why was the coin in your mouth and not your pocket?
I don't know. It's
safer in your mouth, isn't it?
Clearly not.
Now, we have chucked this up on our Facebook and, our social media department went into meltdown. But for the ones that I can read out, someone choked on a fly, a Bic pen lid, bacon, fairy floss, a peanut M&M. See, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, right.
An ice cube.
I've heard about ice cubes are the scariest because you got to wait for them to melt.
Yes, I love this one. Saliva. Have you ever choked on your own spit? It's the worst. My words as well.
Oh, yeah. Yep, good
and
call.
Milo, you know, like, used to try and eat dry Milo and you would inhale and choke on it.
Yeah.
Also, too, a lot of ladies tagging in their husbands.
Oh, right.
Don't know why.
Oh, can't imagine why.
No?
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Baby news is just flooding my news feed lately with Megan giving birth to little Archie.
Yep.
They've named Amy Schumer also giving birth on the same day. But before Megan, by the way.
Mm.
But, I mean, obviously today has been the day of name reveals.
Yeah.
And Amy Schumer has decided to name her son Genatel Fisher.
Yep.
And, I mean, I don't know. I love the name Jean. I think it's beautiful.
Nothing wrong with Jean. Nothing wrong with the Tel.
But I wouldn't put Genatel together. It's so bad. I feel sorry for this kid already. He's only like, 2 days old?
And I just like, I don't understand why celebs do this to their kids. Like, they're already going to be under scrutiny because their parents are famous.
Yeah.
Why?
But it's not just celebs that do it, though. There are people out there, like just, you know, normal peeps, who will name their kids some weird names.
I just don't believe it. Like, I genuinely think celebs are the major culprit for this.
It's those weird combos that just, like I said, Mama Jules was going to call me Remy after my grandmother.
Yeah.
And middle name Luce, or hyphenated Luce, after her best friend. And together, well, it was Remy Luce.
I'm going to say you're an outlier in this situation, but I want to know this morning, am I right? Celebs are the only ones giving their kids weird names. Now, Brody from Cal, have you heard some weird names?
I went to a school with a Freedom.
Freedom?
No way.
Freedom.
As the first name or like Free as first and Dom as the second name?
first name Freedom.
Wow.
Was it a... How did this happen? Like, why?
Oh, I got no idea.
Well, do they have a nickname, like Freo or something?
No, just everyone just called him Freedom.
Wow, I actually like
it. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. It was a guy, was it?
Yeah, guy.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, like, did he have any brothers and sisters?
I think he did, but I wasn't sure what the name was. I know another family that had Wilding, Fisher and Rainey.
Oh, stop it.
It'd be a bit awkward if Freedom ever got detention, wouldn't it?
Oh, wouldn't it? Jeez, good on you, Jesse.
All righty, Danny from Albany. Have you heard some weird names, have you, mate?
Oh, only one, really.
Oh, no. What do you got?
I used to work in the mines, and the bloke's name was Podge.
Podge?
Yeah, P-O-D.
Like his first name, or is that a nickname?
Oh, I thought it was a nickname, and I asked him one day, and he goes, no, that's my real name. And I turned around, and I said, your parents must have hated you.
Podge!
What did he say to that?
Oh, he just said, that's just my name, though.
Wait, doesn't podge mean, like, fat? Like, overweight?
A bit podgy.
Like, podgy.
Pudgy, I think.
He's actually podge. He showed me his license and everything.
Wow. Was he Aussie, or where was he from?
Oh, I'm not 100% sure. I'm
okay.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, right. So no kind of cultural influence, just a random name.
Yeah, I was surprised at that as well, but I laughed.
Wow, that is so funny.
I stand corrected. I was wrong. It's not just celebs that give weird names.
No, I actually knew a girl whose name was Minj.
You did not?
No, I'm not even kidding you. I met her through like an old radio station I used to work with. She was the partner of an announcer, and her name was Minj. And I, one night at a party, was like, because you add, that like, Minj, I started calling her Minji, which, didn't go down too well either. But now you know why some Asians will adopt a English name.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? Because she had no idea.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
I've come across some crazy dash cam footage this morning. There's a dash cam piece of footage that is going viral out of Perth.
Mm.
And it's on the Tonkin Highway, and it shows footage of a near miss at a busy intersection where a truck goes straight through a red light.
Jeez.
And there's a car that's just about, that has the right of way.
Yeah.
That's just about to go through, that slams on the brakes.
Whoa.
And the truck passed in front of it, like at full speed.
Whoa.
Not even attempting to slow down. And I mean, the reason why this has obviously triggered a lot of people is because it was only a couple of weeks ago that unfortunate driver that had the right of way going through the red light, through the light, and a truck running a red light and unfortunately killing the driver.
Jeez.
So, I mean, be careful out there. The reason why I want to talk about it this morning is because I remember when I first got my license, my dad actually said to me, even though you have the right of way, always check.
Yeah, defensive driving.
Absolutely, because, it doesn't mean that it's safe that you can go through.
A lot of idiots out there.
So always remember that, and just be careful out there, people.
Absolutely.
If you do want to check out the video, the dashcam video, I've got it up on our Instagram, so hit FMWA if you want to check it out. Just
dash
be careful.
Dashcam footage is like some of the best video going around.
Yeah.
Like, it has changed the way like we go on the roads.
Well, I mean, even overseas a lot, they use it a lot in court.
Yeah.
Like if you have a car accident or whatever, it's dashcam footage that actually gets you out of it.
They spiked in Russia because people were like throwing themselves out in front of cars to like sue people. And so everyone started buying dashcams.
I've watched all the videos on YouTube. There's like compilations of people trying to like sue people by doing that. Anyway, hit.com.au is where you need to go if you want to find out any more information.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up
with
Jesse and Jules.
And I want to do a little bit of a PSA right now because I did something very embarrassing at the gym last night and I feel like other people might fall into this trap too.
Okay, no good, because gyms are a weird place to be.
Mm.
I mean, because most times you're on your own.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what you're doing, like if you're new to the gym, it can be actually quite daunting. Like, am I using the equipment right?
Or
am I pushing the right buttons?
And that's exactly what I did wrong yesterday.
Oh.
Well, I was on the, because this is a new thing for the gym that I go to, is they've got the treadmills and all the machines.
Yeah.
They do a screen mirroring function so you can connect your phone to them. Whatever you want to watch on your phone,
yeah,
you can watch on the screen of the treadmill so you can get the big screen.
Oh, yeah, so you can, like, watch Home and Away or something.
Yeah, yeah. So not just TV, but that's you can cool. do whatever you like.
And yeah,
like,
yeah. Oh, Game of Thrones. Great.
Now, I hate cardio.
Yeah, right? Me too.
I just hate it so much. But yeah. I was like, you haven't done it in ages. You need to do some.
Yeah.
So what I did is I got my favourite show. It's called Last Week Tonight. It's done by like a comic over in the US, John Oliver. And so I got my favourite show. It goes for about half an hour. And I was like, all right, promise myself that I will run or do whatever, jog
for that
half
whole
an hour.
Yeah.
And then I'm done, okay? So I've made this little deal with myself. And I get onto the treadmill and I go, you beauty, I'll use the mirroring function to put the show onto the screen.
Right.
But I've never done this before. Yeah. And so I'm kind of sitting there trying to figure it out. And as I'm...
Before you know it, half an hour's passed.
Yeah, literally did. Took me ages. But I'm pushing the button and trying to follow the instructions.
Yeah.
Now, last night's... The episode that I watched last night, some of the topics that they tackle, even though it's a comedy, are quite serious.
Okay.
Like, they had one story that was on the Aussie election and, like, kind of making fun of...
Boring. Oh,
some
you mean,
of the
like...
more ridiculous parts of it.
All the parts that's coming out from all the pollies.
Yeah, all of the dodgy stuff. And then there was one story... that was on the death penalty in the US, right? Which sounds really serious.
Yeah.
And when they throw, you know how they show the little graphics up on screens?
Yeah.
And that was the title of the story.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so if you just saw that, you're like, whoa, that's serious.
Yeah.
I was trying to connect to my treadmill, and I'm looking through the list of all of the machines in the gym, and there's like 15 of them, right?
Yeah.
And so as I'm going through, trying to figure out which one my machine is, the bloke gets onto the machine next to me.
Oh, yeah, I see what's going on here.
I think that this is mine. And so I connect, and nothing happens.
Yeah.
But it says it's connected. And I'm watching it tick over, like the thing is playing on my phone, and I'm like, I can't see anything. Yeah. I look at the bloke next to me, nothing on the screen either. I'm like, this is weird. So I go through the next one, and I was like, I was sure this was mine.
Yeah.
And eventually, I go through a few of them, and then I'm looking out of the corner of my eye, and finally, I see something happen on his screen.
Yeah.
And I look over, and all it has done is taken over his screen and projected the story that I was watching, which is just the show, and then the big title, Lethal Injection, or something like that, onto his screen. And I realized
that
not only have I done it to his... but I've done it to every machine in the entire gym as I've gone.
Gosh.
And I'm up the front.
So everyone knows it's
you. Everyone knows it's the idiot on the phone that is going through all of these different things.
That is so good.
And I just want you to be super careful if you ever go to the gym and decide to use the mirror function.
Yeah, don't watch any...
Just be careful what you're watching. I mean, just get a trial show that everyone thinks is fine, like The Simpsons or something like that, and try and figure out which machine you're on.
Too bad if you opened up your phone and you had, like, you know, your
Oh, you don't want to be going through your photo gallery.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Alrighty, Dave from Busso, who would you like to go up against this morning, mate?
Up against Jules, please.
Okie
dokie. Dave, I know your kids put you up to this. Did they say choose Jules as well?
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
Alrighty, mate. Five questions. Buzz in with your name. If you do get it wrong, Jules gets a go and vice versa, all right?
Yeah, no worries at all. Sounds good.
Alrighty, mate. Question number one. Meghan Markle's official title is the Duchess of...
Oh, no!
Go on, then.
You didn't say it was going to be multiple choice.
Don't have to.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
Go on, have a go, Jules.
Sussex.
Wow.
Oh, are you kidding me? Bat, I am all over the royal news.
Trying to help you out
baby.
Here, Dave, and I'm still struggling.
Yeah, the royals, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Wonder, Julesy.
Number two, true or false? Horses can't vomit.
Dave.
Go on, Dave.
I'm going to say true.
It is true. Ties it up. One apiece.
I knew that. Just so you know. All right. Let you have it, Dave.
Trash talk. Number three. The island nations of New Zealand, Fiji and Tonga are in which ocean?
Jules.
Dave.
Oh, I'm going to go with Jules.
Oh.
Just. Sorry, Dave.
Pacific. Oh, my God.
Correct. All right, you got to pull this on out of the fire here, Dave.
Oh, my God. I'm actually surprised I got that.
All right. Number four. Which AFL team does Lachie Neale play for?
Dave.
Go on, Dave.
He plays for Brisbane.
Ah, good on you, mate.
This is a bloody stitch up, I tell you.
But now he's gone to Brisbane.
Oh, we want to give Dave extra points for that? All right, this is the tiebreaker. Two apiece. Last question. The 1992 movie Wayne's World took how long to film?
What?
Multiple questions.
Oh,
multiple
choice. Oh, I'm so glad.
No idea.
Took how long to film? A, 6 months. B, 2 weeks. C, 3 months.
Jules.
Dave.
Go on, Jules.
This is a little stab here. B, 2 weeks.
Yeah!
Oh, there I got ripped off.
Oh, Dave, what were you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say 2 weeks.
Oh, mate, unlucky.
You know what? You know the thing is, I was actually trying to help you out because I thought, I don't know this. I'm going to buzz in and I will just narrow it down to a 50-50 choice because I'll get it wrong.
Good Samaritan, but she's stolen it away from you, mate.
Oh, Dave, I'm so sorry to you and the kids.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, don't hate me. You know what? I'll throw you in a pink CD, her Hurts to Be Human new album.
Oh, the kids will love that.
Beautiful.
No worries, mate. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
It'll be back again tomorrow. Book your ultimate winter staycation at Pan Pacific Perth.
This is The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Okay, so Jesse, you know how Kimmy K has, like, decided to become a legal attorney?
Yeah, she's going to be a lawyer.
She has actually got 17 people released from jail.
Really?
Yeah, but now something absurd has happened. We've got Dean McCarthy joining us live from LA to fill us in with what is going down. What's happened?
Guys, this is so... I didn't think about this, but it makes perfect sense. Kim Kardashian has had 17 people released from jail as part of her crusade to, you know, I guess, combat jail reform and prison reform in America. However, what she wasn't expecting, thousands of handwritten notes from inmates wanting her to help them get out. So everyone's now heard that Kim K is the one to get you out. So they're all sending her letters. Obviously, she's not opening them because she's Kim K, right?
Yeah.
She'll open her own mail.
Yeah.
But they are now obviously hitting her up, thinking that she'll be the one to save them and get them all out. It's kind of getting out of hand. I don't really know how she's planning on combating this, but there you go, Kim K. Popular with the jailmates.
It's like the Elle Woods of reality world, right? Mm. Literally. Mm. I would like Kim K to represent me if I was in jail for something I didn't do.
Kim K's mailbag.
Same.
Okay, moving on. We've got to talk some Britney because things are getting a little bit weird.
It's getting really weird. Here's the latest on this one. Britney's mum and dad are going to court this Friday to basically battle it out over Britney's medical records. Britney's mum wants to see them all. I know that sounds crazy.
Yeah.
Britney hasn't had a lot to do with her mum since 2012. And now Britney has put a restraining order out on her former manager, who she believes, she actually dated him for a while, Sam Lofty.
Right.
She believes that he actually is the reason the mum is all wound up, that he's the one sort of stirring everyone up, saying, oh, not getting the attention she needs. Yeah, so he's saying that he's apparently like the stirrer, for lack of a better word. And and now that's why there's so much drama, and now Britney's got a restraining order out on him.
Damn! Wow. Crazy. Okay, got to move on because, I mean, I am just living for this moment.
Oh,
and
people will go wild for this.
Devil Wears Prada 2. Is it happening?
Well, here's a rumor on the street today, and it all started, which is kind of hilarious and a little bit petty, but believe it or not, Meryl Streep and Anna Wintour, who is, of course, the editor of Vogue magazine, were spotted this morning having a secret meeting at a Starbucks cafe. Everyone's like, oh, my God, are they talking about the next film?
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they're just having a meeting and they're talking about fashion. It could be nothing, but it could be something. Whatever it is, I'm here for it.
Yeah, we are definitely here for it. I feel like if it was something to do with Devil Wears Prada, like, wouldn't you have, like, I think they're famous enough to have, like, a private coffee meeting.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Like, Starbucks would provide that coffee.
I was going to say, I'm surprised that Anna Wintour and Meryl Streep go to a Starbucks.
Right? Anna Wintour goes to a Starbucks every morning. My friend sees her every morning.
What?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, do people just, like, hang out trying to get photos?
Every day. My friend has posted a photo of her. Yeah.
That is insane. I love it.
The life you lead, Mrs.
Really,
Jane McCarthy.
Like, crazy routine. She's all about routine.
Wow, babe.
Same thing.
Same dress, same coat. Mm. Babe, see if you can get the goss on whether they're going to bring out a Devil Wears Prada 2. Seriously.
Exclusive.
I'm going to tell him to go and put like a secret microphone underneath their table.
I love it. Babe, thanks so much for filling this
thanks,
in this
Dave.
Morning.
Bye, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules?
Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.